The beautiful names of beloved prophet. The beautiful names of beloved prophet. The beautiful names of beloved prophet.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers, welcome to another episode of our program Blessed Names of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم أسماء النبي And in this series, in this program, we are covering the beautiful and the noble names of Rasulullah alayhi salam in each episode and trying our best to explain them briefly as well in light of what the ulama of Islam, the scholars, have written in their beautiful books. And as I do in the beginning of each episode, I make you aware that not every single name of the Prophet alayhi salam can be kept by an ummati. Yes, there are many names of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we have permission to keep for ourselves, for our children. But there are certain names which are exclusive to Rasulullah alayhi salam, and hence it's not permitted to keep them. How will we know this? By going to the ulama, consulting with them, asking them, gaining advice from them, and only then keeping a name for our child. Because if we do not do so, then there's a chance that we might end up keeping a name which we are not permitted and allowed to keep. So this is very, very important to keep in mind. Now, the first name that I'll be discussing today, the scholars have mentioned that one name of Rasulullah alayhi salam is Al-Akhidhu Bil-Hujuzat. Al-Akhidhu Bil-Hujuzat. Akhidh means the one who grabs. And Hujuzat, which is a plural word, means when a person wears a belt around his waist, then the middle part of the belt, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam says that I am the one who grabs you from your belt, the wast, the middle of the belt, in order to pull you back. And inshallah, we will explain what is meant here, pull you back from where. So Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullahi ta'ala and other ulama kiram in their books have written that this is the name of the Prophet alayhi salam, and they have explained it as well. So in Bukhari and Muslim, there is a hadith narrated by Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an, in which the Prophet alayhi salam said, innama mithli wa mithlu ummati, the example of me and my ummah. كَمَثَلِ رَجُلٍ إِسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا is the example of a man who ignited a fire, he lit a fire. فَجَعَلَتِ الدَّوَابُ وَالْفِرَاشُ يَقَعْنَ فِيهَا and then the insects on the moths, they began to fall in it. فَأَنَا آخِذٌ بِحُجُزِكُمْ and I am pulling you from the middle of your belts, I am pulling you. وَأَنْتُمْ تَقْمَحُونَ فِيهَا but you, on the other hand, are falling into that fire. Now, what does this mean? What was the purpose in mentioning this? The Prophet ﷺ, what he intended was that the ummah, his followers, they are doing such a'mal which will take them to the fire of hell. They are doing all sorts of wrongdoings and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of shafaqah, out of compassion, mercy and love for his ummah, he's trying his best to pull them away from the fire so that they don't fall in. And this is why one of his beautiful names is Al-Akhidh Bil-Hujuzat. So hopefully that has clarified why this name is given to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet ﷺ is one who saves his ummah from the fire of hell. And he has explained how he pulls them away from the fire of hell. There's another hadith that Imam Tabarani has narrated in his Mu'jam al-Awsat. Sayyiduna Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma is the narrator. In this, the Prophet ﷺ said, أَنَا أَخِذٌ بِحُجُزِكُمْ اِتَّقُوا النَّارِ وَاتَّقُوا الْحُدُودِ The Prophet ﷺ said, I am the one who is pulling you from your belt, meaning the belt that you wear around your waist from the middle part of it. I'm pulling you back. Fear the fire and refrain from the hudud, the boundaries set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning the Prophet ﷺ is instructing us, guiding us, save yourself from the fire And do not try and break the boundaries, the limits set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because there is absolute loss in this as well. In this hadith, the Prophet alayhi salam explained that beautiful attribute of his, that أَخِذٌ بِحُجُزِكُمْ, that I am the one who is pulling you away from the fire. So this was the immense affection, love of the Prophet alayhi salam. He wanted to save people from the fire of hell. And it would distress him, it would worry him when people were doing wrong. He wanted to save the kuffar, he wanted them to embrace faith in him, he wanted them to not enter the fire of hell. But those who were destined did not believe in him. And alhamdulillah, many fortunate people believed in him. But this was the life mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he had so much love for the creation, mankind, that he wanted to save them from the fire of hell. And he was someone who well-wished sallallahu alaihi wasallam for others. He didn't want to see them being tormented. But those who were destined, they didn't believe in him. And those who were destined and who were fortunate, alhamdulillah, they believed in him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even mentions this in the Quran. And he asks the people to remember the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them. That before the time of the Prophet alayhi salam, they were always at war with each other. And they had enmity for each other. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with Islam, and he removed that enmity by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he taught them Islam, then they stopped fighting, a lot of them, and they became Muslims. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, verse 103, وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Remember the blessing of Allah upon you. إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً, when you were enemies to one another. فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ, and then he placed love and affection between your hearts. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا, and you became brothers to one another due to the blessing of Islam, the tabligh of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَا حُفْرَةٍ, remember you were at the edge of the pit of hellfire. فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا, and he saved you from it. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding the people, telling the people, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and he was desirous of your salvation. He wanted you to gain salvation. And he brought Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with. And he saved a lot of people, and others unfortunately did not follow his way. But it was his desire that all be guided. And even tomorrow on the Day of Judgment, there are many from the Ummah who, because of their sins, they will be told to go to hellfire. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with his shafa'ah, his intercession, will take his ummah out of the fire as well. Subhanallah, he is the one who is pulling them away from the fire of hell. This was a beautiful name of his, Al-Akhidhu Bil-Hujuzat. The next name that we want to include in our episode, in our silsila, is Al-Ajwad. Al-Ajwad. This means the one who is greatly generous, very generous, and the one who grants a lot. He grants in abundance. This has come from the word jood, and the ulama have explained the word jood. It means i'ta'u ma yanbaghi liman yanbaghi min ghayri 'iwadin wala ghardin. It is granting whatever is appropriate, whatever is munasib for whoever is appropriate. So each person, there are things that are appropriate for him, which are not appropriate for others. So jood means giving to an individual what he is deserving of, giving what is appropriate for him, min ghayri 'iwadin wala ghardin, without anything in exchange. It's not the case that I'll give you something because you will also give me something, or because I want you to do something for me. No. And this perfectly fits in with the life of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He bestowed blessings upon people for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It wasn't in return for anything. It wasn't in exchange for anything. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very, very generous. So his name, one of his names, Al-Ajwad. And there's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Musnad of Abu Ya'la. Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, he narrates this. He says the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ala ukhbirukum anil ajwad. Should I not inform you about the most generous person, Al-Ajwad? And then he himself said, Allahu Al-Ajwad. Allah is the most generous. And then he mentioned that after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am the most generous from the children of Adam alayhi salam. Wa ana ajwadu wuldi Adam. I am the most generous from the offspring of Adam alayhi salam. Alhamdulillah, throughout the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are so many accounts of that. Time does not permit to go through a lot of them, because too much time will be taken. But there are so many accounts. Inshallah, we will mention a few. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was always at the forefront in giving to people, in granting to people, in being generous to people. Subhanallah. One mas'ala that we should remember here before I move on, that you can call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-ajwad, that Allah is generous. But one word that ulama have said you cannot refer to Allah as is sakhi. That sakhi, the word sakhi cannot be used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the meaning of sakhi, the one who eats himself and he gives to others as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent. He is free from the need of eating or providing anything for himself. He doesn't need anything. So sakhi is not used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-ajwad is. And another reason is that the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are all tawqifi, meaning they're mentioned in Quran and Hadith. We can't add to those names. And sakhi hasn't been mentioned in regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But al-ajwad, meaning being the most generous, has. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ana ajwadu wuldi Adam. I am the most generous from the offspring, from the children of Adam alayhi salam. And this is something that the Sahaba testified to as well. So for example, in one narration which is mentioned in the Shama'il of Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah ta'ala, Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu ta'ala, he narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous. He said, Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajwad an-nas. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous of people. In terms of giving, there was no one like him. He was unparalleled, unmatched. Nobody came close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is another narration. This is mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim. Sayyiduna Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma is the narrator. He said that the Prophet alayhi salam was the most generous of people. Kana ajwad an-nas wa ajwadu ma yakunu fi Ramadan. And when was his generosity at his peak? When was he most generous? In the month of Ramadan. Hina yalqahu Jibreel alayhi salam. When Jibreel alayhi salam would come to him in the month of Ramadan. Fayalqahu kulla laylatin. And Jibreel alayhi salam would meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam every single night. وَيُدَارِسُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. And he would recite the Quran, they would practice the Quran. Meaning Jibreel alayhi salam and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they would revise and go over the Quran. And the wordings of the hadith towards the end, كَانَ إِذَا لَقِيَهُ أَجْوَدَ بِالْخَيْرِ مِنَ الرِّيحِ الْمُرْسَلَةِ. That when Jibreel alayhi salam would meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was more generous in terms of goodness than a wind that is flowing, a blowing wind. He was more generous than a blowing wind. So this was the level of his generosity. So in explaining this hadith, the ulama mentioned that think and ponder about all the ni'am, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need food, you need water, you need clothing, you need shelter. These are all blessings that you're in need of. But the greatest blessing is air, the oxygen that we breathe. And here in the hadith, it said that the Prophet alayhi salam was more generous than the blowing wind. And the wind reaches everyone. Everybody is in need of air. If you don't have food for 2-3 days, you can survive. Yes, you'll become weak, but you can still survive. But if your air supply, if oxygen is, you know, you're deprived of it for a single moment, it could be detrimental. So it's a very, very a big blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here in this hadith, we've been told that even more than the blowing wind, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was generous. Subhanallah. Just a few more narrations now in regards to the generosity of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In one narration, Sayyiduna Sahal bin Sa'ad radiyallahu ta'ala is the narrator. He states, Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam hayyan la yus'alu shay'an illa a'ta. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was very modest, extremely bashful. And he was not asked for anything. He was not asked about anything except that he granted it. Subhanallah. So in any way possible, the Prophet ﷺ would fulfill that request of the person. And there's a beautiful narration in this regard that once an individual came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu is the narrator, and it's mentioned by Imam Tirmizi, this hadith sharif, that somebody came to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked for something. And at that time, the Prophet ﷺ did not possess it at that particular moment. So he said, I don't have it right now. But what to do? Go to someone, take a loan from him, use it, and when you need to repay it, hopefully by that time I will have something, I will give you the money, the outstanding payment, then you can go and pay off your loan. And a Sahabi who was there, he said, "Ma kallafaka Allahu hadha." That Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not obligated you to do this. You're not under pressure by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do this. You don't have to do this. Why are you taking this burden on yourself? This is what the Sahabi said. But another Sahabi was present. And he knew that the Prophet alayhi salam did not like this comment. That a companion is saying to the Prophet alayhi salam, you did not have to undertake this difficulty. Allah hasn't made this obligatory upon you to do so. Meaning take a loan upon yourself to help others. And the Prophet alayhi salam disliked that because he was so generous and he would give to people freely. So the other Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala, and he said, "Bi abi wa ummi anta fa'a'ti wa la takhsha min dhil arshi iqlala." Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my father and my mother be sacrificed upon you. May they be sacrificed for you. Fa'a'ti, grant, meaning bestow. وَلَا تَخْشَى مِنْ ذِي الْعَرْشِ إِقْلَالًا. And do not fear a kami, a shortage from the owner of the arsh, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will give you more. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was embedded in his nature to give. So this sahabi, he knew that as well. So he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my parents be sacrificed upon you. Give to that individual, inshallah. Don't fear any shortage from the owner of the arsh, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liked this statement so much. فَتَبَسَّمَ وَجْهُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, that he began to smile, subhanallah. Because why? He would always give. It was his adah, it was his blessed habit to give. If he had something, he would give. If he didn't have it, this is how he would give. He would say to people, go and take a loan. I will pay that loan off for you when I have money. Subhanallah. This was the generosity of the Prophet alayhi salam, and he said towards the end of the hadith, وَبِهَذَا أُمِرْتُ, and this is what I have been commanded to do, that I have been commanded to grant generously to the people, grant in abundance to the people. Subhanallah. This is why Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi says, وَاہَ كِيَا جُودَ كَرَمْ هَا شَهِ بَتْحَا تَيْرَا نَهِي سُنْتَا هِي نَهِي مَانْغَنَي وَالَا تَيْرَا. That Batha, it refers to a valley in Makkah al-Mukarramah, saying, O king of the valley of Makkah, what can be said about your generosity? Subhanallah, what can be said about your generosity? Waha kya judo karam hai, shahe batha tera, nahi sunta hi nahi mangne wala tera. That the one who asks you, he never hears the word no. Nahi sunta hi nahi mangne wala tera. Never did there come a time where somebody came to Rasulullah ﷺ, asked for something, and he heard la or no from the court of Rasulullah ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ always gave. And in this hadith we heard, if he was not in a position to give, he would still give, but in a different manner as well. But this was the generosity of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the final name that we will include in our episode today is An-Nashir. An-Nashir. This is also a name of the Prophet ﷺ. The meaning is Al-Mudhiru Lishayi Ba'da Tayyihi. The one who reveals something, or the one who spreads something, shows something after it has been folded. Now, when something is about to be finished, is about to cease, and then someone comes and once again displays it, shows it, he spreads it wide open. This is the meaning here. And how does it apply to the Prophet alayhi salam? That when he came, there was kufr everywhere. And he came with the religion of Islam, and the Anbiya alayhi salam, who carried out the responsibilities before him, he continued that. And once again, he spread that guidance, and he showed the light of Islam and the truth of Islam to the people. And this is why the ulama say that one name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is An-Nashir. He is the one who made the beauty and the light and the truthfulness of Islam apparent to the people. So this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is known as An-Nashir. He also spread the teachings, the ahkamat, the commandments of Islam to the people. So one beautiful name of the Prophet alayhi salam, the ulama have said, is An-Nashir. Alhamdulillah, we heard quite a few beautiful names, blessed names of the Prophet alayhi salam. May Allah grant us all the barakah, the blessings of these names, and enable us to live our life in obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tune in next time, inshallah, where I will bring another episode discussing more beautiful names of the Prophet alayhi salam. Until then, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect and preserve each and every one of us. Ameen bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The beautiful names of beloved Prophet, the beautiful names. names of beloved prophet, the beautiful names of beloved prophet.